I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most, and they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, "We see you and we've got you." Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
You're John Chespagon.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of Spycraft. Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Welcome to ABG, Asian Boss Girl, a podcast for the modern-day Asian-American woman. I'm Janet.
I'm Helen.
And I'm Mel.
Tis the season to drink a little and be jolly.
Ho, ho, ho.
As we enter the holiday season, we thought it would be fun to spice things up and play a little game to test out how we perceive each other. We're taking it back to episode one, and we'll be doing a little sip for this recording. So we each have a drink. I'm not sure if it's of our choice, but we all have a little bit of Jameson or whiskey. We all have a little bit of whiskey. And a little bit of sipper chasers.
Yes. Of our choice. Yum, yum, yum. Yeah. All right. So here's how it works. We'll take turns asking questions to the group. For example, who is most likely to believe in Santa at an older age? And we'll guess who is the best fit. The majority vote wins. For example, if Janet and I say Mel for that answer, and Mel says Helen, then Mel drinks. Take your bets now. Who do you think will be sipping the most?
Oh, man.
Actually, real quick, if you were to vote right now, who do you think will sip the most amongst us three?
Internal I'm going to say me. Fuck,
I'm
going to
say
know.
Me.
Really?
Yeah, I
kind of
felt like
I am not going to say me.
Wow. Okay, it's going to be Mel. Okay. Oh, we should tally. We'll keep a tally. We'll keep a tally. Okay. So let's see if we made Santa's nice or naughty list this year. That was on the outline. I didn't want to say that part, but I just...
Yeah, I fucking wrote this outline.
Isn't it usually naughty or nice?
Yeah.
All right. Nice or naughty.
Oopsies. All right, so what we're going to do is I'm going to say a statement, and then on a count of three, we're all going to say a name. All right, the first statement of the evening is most likely to believe in Santa at an older age.
Count of three, ready?
One, two, three.
Mel.
Okay.
Okay. Unanimous. Okay, no one has to drink.
Okay, good. Because Mel is the dreamer of the group, and she would still believe in Santa at 29.
Yes.
Ooh, okay.
So for the next one, we're asking what your favorite holiday song is.
Okay, so this is what I think you're both going to say, right?
Mm. I mean, that's a strategy.
Okay.
Yeah, that
all
is.
Right.
So name the song first and then name the artist.
Okay, ready? Three, two, one.
Happy holidays, Mariah Carey.
Mariah Carey, what'd you say?
All I Want for Christmas. I didn't know the name of the song, but I knew that.
It's not NSYNC, though.
Come on, y'all. Y'all know NSYNC. That's a good song.
Okay, so which one I agreed was it? On the...
Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays?
Yeah.
That's my favorite song, actually.
Bitch.
I was going to say that if it was, what's your favorite song?
It's his favorite holiday song.
But I went for what is the most, like...
Yeah, what Helen thought that Mel and I
basic,
would guess.
Basic, yes. Yeah. What is the most basic?
It is the most basic. Christmas. It's the Mariah Carey, All I Want for Christmas.
It's the most popular. Yeah.
All right, Mel, yeah, take a little sippy
I'll take
sip.
A sip.
All right, okay. Mel's already
tally
losing.
One.
Tally
are
one.
Keeping, are we keeping points?
Jay, you want to keep it?
The scent is hitting my nose.
Question as I take the sip.
Yes. If you didn't answer this as your favorite holiday song, what would you answer it?
I would have answered Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays.
But NSYNC
album.
How about you, Janet?
I would have answered Mariah Carey.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that is my favorite holiday song.
I had a feeling it would be for you.
Yeah.
Whenever I go to Janet's or we're driving the car with her, she always plays Ariana Grande, the Santa.
Santa.
Baby or something.
I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
But Mariah Carey is like a solid classic.
Mm, yes. Yeah. I was going to say Nat King Cole's The Christmas Song, The Chestnuts Roasting.
Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. That is a
so
classic
good.
Too.
That just gives me like all the warm butterflies in my tummy. Does anyone else listening like Christina Aguilera's My Kind of Christmas? Old album, but I freaking love that album. So good.
I love it. I mean, honestly, I'm a big Christina Aguilera fan. Mm. So, yeah. Her doing Christmas music. Yeah.
Yeah. It's always like NSYNC, Christina Aguilera, Michael Bublé.
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 Bieber those has some good songs, favorite. Too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Bieber has some solid songs.
All right. Would you rather travel or be at home for the holidays?
Mm.
Ooh, okay. So, let me see. Okay. Ready? Oof. This is hard. All right. 3, 2, 1.
Travel.
Yes. Okay, there was a strategy used there because I know Mel would rather be at home.
No, I think Mel would rather be traveling.
Oh, shit. You're right. You would rather be at
home. I would much
rather.
I think, okay, so this is how I thought about it, right? I was like, Mel would rather travel. I think, Janet, you would travel if everyone else was down or if there was something happening, you would be more down to travel than be at home.
Yeah.
So I was like, no, two out of three.
But I think it was rather, right?
Yeah, one or the other.
Yeah, yeah. I would rather be at home.
Oh, really?
Oh. So wait, why do you think?
I think in my family, also like looking at my history, like for Thanksgiving, my family and I are always somewhere else for the holidays. Like we don't, Thanksgiving's not a big holiday in my household. So we're always like either in Taiwan or Japan. And even last year I was in Bali.
Mm.
So I'm always like away. So I see. It was a good prediction.
Yeah.
Mm. Sorry, Jay.
All right. Let's take a little sip of this whiskey.
Okay.
So as Janet sips, wait, Helen, are you usually home for the holidays? Would you like to travel?
Definitely home. I think I will always go back to Boston if I can. If COVID were not in play, I would be back home in Boston for Christmas. And usually it's snowing and it's like gloriously white outside and cold and we just stay inside. And that's like my favorite place to be during Christmas.
That sounds so nice.
The warmth of home and family. All right. Next one.
Most likely to be late to a Friendsgiving potluck.
Ooh.
I know it's tough.
I have two for this one, but I...
Well, no shit. All
right, I'm going to say it. Okay. All right, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Helen.
Yes!
I knew it!
You know what, though? I was thinking about this, and I said, I don't have a car, so it does depend on the person that I am going to be late with.
Oh, I see.
And then I was like, yeah, I think I'm going to say me. That's also, in a future episode, one of my New Year's resolutions. So I will say that probably me, but that's going to change next year.
That's right, yeah. I mean, but to be honest, we all three of us kind of have late issues. So that was
a hard one. We're going to universally fix that amongst the three of us.
Yes.
All right, next question. What is the worst gift to get at a white elephant?
This is so random. There's so many answers.
Many options.
All right, first thing that comes to mind. Ready? 3, 2, 1. Wine aerator. What'd you say, Janet?
A vase?
Okay. What'd you say?
I said socks.
Okay, I said a wine aerator because I feel like everyone always gets that. And I have so many now.
Wine aerator? Uh-oh, here we go, Mel.
Wait.
A wine aerator.
Yes.
I don't drink wine. You guys know that.
So it like aerates the wine. it filters the wine or it makes it taste better.
Okay, got it.
It gives it air.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Because usually for wine, when it, you know, with oxygen, it oxidizes or whatever, so it changes the chemical,
So that's why people swivel the wine in their glass to aerate it.
But why is that a bad gift, though? Because it sounds like it's a pretty popular gift.
It is a good gift, but it's so popular that I think everyone buys it for White Elephant, and I think I have, three of them. So it is a great gift, but just overdone. I guess we're sipping.
All of us?
Oh, all of us?
Yeah, because none of us...
Oh, that's canceled.
Nah.
Damn it. I think Helen really wants to drink.
No.
So we're not keeping score on that one, because all three of us,
Yes.
Do Helen's at zero right now. We gotta enter up.
How about Janet?
I'm at
She's at one.
And Mel's at one.
All right, next question. Who is most likely to get the most drunk at a Friendsgiving? 3, 2, 1.
Janet.
We all agreed.
Wait, I have a reasoning behind this. Do you have one too?
Experience? That's my reasoning. Yes.
Mine too is based on experience.
I'm just laughing. Okay, let me just share a story real quick. So we were at a White Elephant Friendsgiving or Christmas thing, I think 5 years ago at our friend Eric's place. And it was hilarious because we did a big, we had 25 people there.
Yeah, it was a lot of people.
And we're doing a white.
I hear the regret in her voice.
Yes. Let me describe what was going on. So we had 25 people. We had a white elephant gift exchange and everyone was wearing their ugly sweater. And Janet was wearing this amazing tinsel vest that says jingle my bell or something like that. Right?
Jingle my balls.
Yeah. Yes. Jingle my balls. One rule that we had for the game for white elephants, in order for you to steal, you have to take a shot. Janet wanted to steal a lot that night.
Oh, God.
I think at some point
all of us are like, oh, Janet, yeah, she's on a different level than all of us.
What was she trying to get? What were we trying to get?
I don't even remember. I ended up with a penguin, like a shoulder or like neck rest thing.
What?
How did you know when you travel? It's like a neck rest, but it folds into the like a stuffed penguin.
Oh, that's kind of
I'm
cute.
Not sure. I was. It's really cute.
Yeah.
So I guess I was just really wanted the cute thing.
Yeah.
Is that your story too?
I don't remember that.
Oh, really? No. So she was kind of maybe with or at that level with me. So.
I could be at the same level. I'm just not as expressive, possibly.
But why'd you choose Janet?
I think it's just from, you know, we hang out a lot. We know.
I was joking. Look, when I'm around people that I trust and my good friends, I will let loose. And especially during the holidays, I love to celebrate. So whenever we play these games, I'm definitely going to be that person.
Yeah. Janet is a down-ass homie.
And one thing with Jay, we would love to say, oh, that rhymes.
Oh, it did.
Janet is someone that when she's feeling a little tipsy, you will know instantly because she puts on this really adorable baby voice.
How's it go, Mel?
Do you guys want to think of... I don't know.
Oh, my God. I don't sound like that. You try.
I'm not going to try it.
It's okay. Well, I mean, let's see if by the end of this episode that voice comes out for our listeners. Next statement. This is going to be tough. Is best Christmas movie.
Okay. Oh, fuck. I have two.
Me too.
Ooh, do you? Oh, what's this?
I have two in terms of, like, I think one you guys will answer and one that I personally think.
Okay, ready? Ready? You got it? Three,
two one.
Love Actually.
Damn it!
Yes!
Shit.
Wait, Mel, what was your answer?
Okay, so my favorite Christmas movie is The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Oh.
But The Holiday is also something I watch every year.
Oh.
With Cameron Diaz and Jude Law.
Yeah. I thought you guys were going to say Home Alone.
I was thinking that too.
Yeah. Because
that's a classic.
I actually don't like that movie.
What?
As much.
I know. It's a good movie, but I think the other one's kind of, it's a romantic.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take a sip. What the?
Mel, you're at two.
Helen, Janet, you wrote 11 down as a point.
I know. I want to keep it as if it's called
Roman numerals. It does it because it looks like 11 on the word doc, okay?
We're keeping track on the word
doc. Mel's taking a sip, and while she's taking a sip, I'm going to read the question so we can all think. Most likely to burn Christmas dinner. Okay, well.
I
think this will be pretty easy, but. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Janet.
Yep. Oh. If you watch any of our YouTube videos or things, you know I'm not a cook.
So we actually have a video coming out. If anyone tuned into Crazy Talented Asians, it's going to be that video. But if you haven't yet, you can tune into our YouTube and watch that. And we make some tang yuan, is that how you say it in Mandarin? And you'll see Janet's cooking skills. It's actually quite entertaining.
Yes.
For a very simple dish.
Sugar, water, ginger.
All right, so the next one we have here is, who is the last person to finish their Christmas shopping? 3, 2, 1.
Helen. Janet.
What?
Wait, really? Wait, seriously?
Yeah, I'm not.
Girl, my Christmas shopping's done.
Yeah. I mean, she dropped her Christmas cards and everything. I feel like this is a thing that actually Helen is, it's very exit, like she'll have it on her to-do list and it'll be like, boom, 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 sent out, done.
What?
The ones that she needs. And you're also.
Your presents are wrapped over there, bitch.
What? Mel has also had our presents under her Christmas tree since Thanksgiving.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm not used to gift giving. I'm not great at, okay. I'm very used to, like, for birthdays and stuff, I, like, take people out for dinners, and my family, we only celebrate by, like,
experience.
Going to meals. Yeah, experience.
So that's hard.
I'm not good at the shopping for things part.
So why'd you say me?
Huh? Well, the reason why I said you is that for a lot of birthday gifts for our friend group, Janet's the one that actually initiates first. So I was like, Janet.
Yeah.
So Christmas, I'm like, maybe it also applies.
No, you know what? Because Christmas then is like so many individuals.
Oh, I see.
I don't know. I'm just not,
Janet is a very good gift giver, even for our friend Eric. And one of he's on our team as well. You were the one that thought about the massage things. I think we're all pretty good at it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just not good at the timely gift shopping part, but. All right, Mel.
All right, moving on to the next one. It says, most likely to get drunk off this game.
Well. All right, it rhymes with that. Ready? Yeah. 3, 2, 1.
Janelle.
What? Girl, do you not see the trajectory of where this is going? You just say Janet? Uh-oh.
Here's the thing. I want to stay true to my opinion. Before this game started, I wrote this outline.
Mel wrote these questions.
And when I wrote this statement, my first person was Janet.
Oh, my goodness.
All right. Well,
take your little
Mel, you're at a 4 tally marks now.
Okay. This is called pivoting.
Yeah. While Mel takes her fourth drink, next question. Who is at the top of Santa's naughty list this year?
Sorry.
Is that among the three of us, right?
Of course.
Okay. All right.
3, 2, 1.
Helen.
Why?
Yeah.
Why?
I just think of like your dirty dancing. I'm engaged. Dancing. Your dirty dancing. Like Helen's the one that like teaches us how to like bend over, you know?
Wait, give context. Is that doesn't sound right.
Like in terms of twerking, like dirty dancing, I think Helen likes to give us a lot of lessons. Well, we also ask for it. So you're kind of, you know, like
she asked for it. I'm not.
Girl, I had videos of you learning how to twerk. Oh, yeah,
me trying and not, yeah, not succeeding.
Yeah, it's like, ooh, you a baddie, girl. Yeah. Like it's like that. You have a vibe. Yeah.
But I feel like Mel is very like naughty, like naughty, like more like exposy, like you know. Oh, like,
interesting.
You know okay. what I mean? You know what I mean, Jay?
What?
I'm trying to describe this better, but I can't.
Wait, I am so by the book. I follow the rules so much.
No, but you're like, ooh, feel my ass. Is it hard?
That's true. She does say things like that. Except when she says it, it's less sexual and it's more like yeah, a little helpless. Like, no, seriously, can you feel my ass? Like, is this... Or like, is my underwear showing? I don't know.
See, Helen made me sound like, ooh, girl. You talk yeah. like that.
I answered Helen because for this question, I was like, my definition of naughty was more like kind of like a little sassy.
Yeah.
Or that kind of...
See? Yeah.
Mm. So, and I feel like that's like, there's a vibe that's a little bit more sassy.
See?
Because
mm. yeah. Helen goes like, ooh, I like that. Ooh, you do that. That's how you talk.
I mean, I said Helen too, so...
Yeah. Wait, really?
Yeah,
so it's
yeah.
a tie?
Because I knew, I felt like you ladies were going to answer Mel. I would have answered Mel, but.
Maybe we should have made the rule that if it's unanimous or that person takes the drink.
Okay, well, should we start that rule now? Then it should
yeah,
be Helen.
Yeah,
should
no. Start after because you have to implement rules after the fact.
Yeah, yeah, after. Whatever. So now the new rule or an additional rule is if the answer is, you know, or if all three of us say the same name, that okay. name has to take a shot. Okay.
So the next question is, most likely to fall asleep on New Year's Eve?
Oof.
Oof.
I have two answers for this one.
I don't know.
3, 2, 1.
Mel.
Wow.
And Mel has to take a shot.
Wait.
Oh, shit.
Oh my god.
Wait, that's not fair.
This will backfire.
Because
this will backfire.
No, you know why? Because if I said Janet, which I was thinking, I would have lost anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. It's a lose-lose. It was lose-lose.
Oh, that's true. I see what you mean. It doesn't help you. Oh, yeah. That new rule then makes you not want to say it when it's your own name.
No, it's because you would have lost anyway.
So okay, I'm like,
yeah, yeah. That's true.
So I actually thought you ladies were going to say me because I'm a very good sleeper.
That was what I was thinking.
I was thinking about how it depends, right? It depends if it is an Airbnb overnight party kind of a thing. Mel will pull you out of bed.
Yeah.
We all often find you in bed. So I was like, okay, because of that, I'm going to say Mel. But otherwise, I can fall asleep anywhere.
Yes.
I could be in like a corner napping for 5 minutes and then come back
yeah.
out.
Yeah, that's we've had quite a few Zoom drinking nights with our friends during quarantine, and Helen will be passed out on the couch at some point. But then she'll get a second wind and then she wakes up.
Yeah. What happens during the Zoom calls, I end up like full, like closing my laptop and like, where did Mel go?
Yeah.
I went to sleep, y'all. Yeah. I don't know why, you know, it's weird. I don't know why I thought of Janet for this answer.
Janet never
I'm
falls
usually,
asleep first.
I'm almost always the last one of these. Yeah, and I wish I would go to bed early, but I will get to that point where I'm just like, yeah, I'm ready to go.
No, remember the last Zoom party we had and everyone was already gone and it was like Janet and then like Phil and Tim and some other people and they were talking about politics at like 3 a.m.
Really
in the morning.
I don't remember that conversation, but yeah.
It was funny. I was already asleep like 2 hours before that. Yeah, I don't know. Honestly, the answer now seems so obvious. It is me, but like, I don't know why it didn't process my mind. We have like, you know, we hang out a lot. We have parties and stuff. There's one time where all of us were playing this like really fun, like drinking beer game, and I like snuck off to go fall asleep and watch Avatar. And literally 30 minutes into my peaceful slumber, I get dragged out. I go, Mel, we need you to finish the game. I'm like, are you effing kidding me? I'm like literally in bed, and I drunkenly like got off from bed and I won the game. Then I went back to sleep. That's just me kind of flaunting that I'm really good at games.
Yeah. Sorry. All right, well, drink.
Yeah. I did. I took a slip.
Okay, so that brings your tally up to 5.
Helen needs a drink. Janet long.
Yeah. Oh, you haven't drank one time.
I just know y'all how you think.
Okay, next one is ideal New Year's Eve party. Big party or small gathering at home?
COVID or no COVID?
No COVID.
Okay, no COVID.
All right, 3, 2, 1.
Small gathering at home.
Yeah!
Janet! Small?
Small gathering.
Yeah, Janet!
What? Take a sip, girl. I gotta say, for her very first drink is happening on the 13th question.
I know.
So you held out for a really long time.
I guess you are perceptive.
Good job for that, yeah.
Wait, okay, can you both explain yourselves? Is it because of nowadays we want smaller parties?
I just like more intimate gatherings. I'm kind of over big, you know. At least for New Year's Eve, I think.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I thought about the previous years we celebrated. Like, I think one year we had it at Wes's place, and it was all our close friends, and it felt very intimate. We all had a really good time.
Yeah.
I can't remember the last time we were at a big party.
Mm.
So I was like, okay, maybe, like, we got, even though, like, there are a lot of people that come through, it's, like, it still feels small compared to, like, a hotel party.
Those are really fun. I think I was thinking about, like, I kind of miss those big celebrations, and then especially for New Year's Eve, that's a good one to be at for a big celebration because there's one activity for everyone to be involved in. And then I think also for my single friends, it's always like, oh, possible romance in the air. So it's always fun to like look around and be like, oh, who's around? Who am I going to kiss? Yeah.
Or it's very sad and depressing and it's more like, shit, I have to sit through it in a large public space.
Let me go find Mel.
Go find Mel.
No lie, though. I think 2 years ago, last year, Janet was my New Year's kiss.
Aww. Oh, yeah, last year.
And Justin.
Yeah.
I mean, it's great.
Next question. New Year's resolutions. Do you believe in them or no?
3, 2, 1.
No. Yes.
What is going on?
Girl, we record resolution episodes.
No, I know. Okay, so I said no because I was thinking about the word itself, and I thought y'all would be more like, okay, we shouldn't have resolutions. We should have things that give us direction. But if we, because usually I think about resolutions like as in like we have to fulfill these things, and it becomes a like too stringent of a goal for you to actually try and accomplish. So I was thinking for both of you, you'd be like, okay, you can be more flexible, but good to have direction going into the new year and have hope from these quote unquote resolutions. Mm. Anyway, I was thinking about the word too much and the weight of that word.
Yeah. No, I think that I totally see where you're coming from. But so does your glass.
Yeah.
So.
Bye. F.
What is going on?
No, I feel like I feel this energy from Janet right now.
Stop.
I got energy over here.
Or for both of you. Okay, I understand. Next question here. How long do you keep Christmas cards? 1 month? 3 to 6 months? Or you keep them forever? So that's numbered by 1, 2, or 3. So.
Oh, Janet, read my mind right now.
Stop, Janet, read my mind. Mel, read my mind. Shh.
Trying to read my own goddamn mind.
All right, I got it. Ready? So you say 1, 2, or 3, okay? 1 again is 1 month, 2 is 3 to 6 months, and 3, keep them forever. 3, 2, 1.
3.
Oh.
Oh, we all gave different answers. Interesting. Okay.
What? You throw your Christmas cards away?
I had a feeling Helen's going to say 3 because she does keep things for a long time. But I actually don't get I don't get formal Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Like, no one sends me photos of their family. If that's the case, it'd be different.
So what are you thinking when you look at how long do you keep your Christmas cards?
I sound like a bitch. But I think of the random cards that... Okay, that sounds wrong.
Not formal Christmas cards?
Well, yeah, I get non-formal cards a lot.
Like birthday cards?
I keep birthday cards in a box in my home, but like... I sound like a bitch if I answer that.
No. This is reality. It's okay. This is reality. Yeah. Wait, what do you mean?
I think of like the, like, you know, at work, like your friends just like for your birthday, they just sign Christmas cards like to like whole team. Like,
where the messages are a little bit more.
Yeah, generic or like general. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. I know it's not really personal, so I don't keep those type of cards.
Mm. I had answered one because I thought, so I know Helen likes to keep things forever.
Like her Mel. Scroll.
I thought that you also wouldn't be as, like, or, like, A, that you wouldn't be getting a bunch of, like, photos from families and things like that, and that you would then just throw it away after the first month, right? Because you don't really keep it for more than that, but...
Yeah.
I guess because 3 and 6 gets kind of weird, like...
Yeah.
Like, you forgot about it for that?
Why do you still got Christmas cards on your fridge when it's, like, you know,
oh, my gosh, March. I still have Christmas cards from last year.
Aw, see, that's a single. You're very sentimental. Keep it forever, yeah.
I'm someone that, like, okay, I'll keep it for, like, 3 to 6 to be, like, I cared about it, and then afterwards I may recycle. Okay. But those are the cards I get from, like, previous coworkers I'm not really close with, you know what I mean?
That's fair, that's fair.
I actually keep, like, I don't know why, I feel like even... This is, like, I guess we're, like, yeah, very different in this way, but, like, even if someone wrote me a note at work and said, like, I appreciate you for whatever, I still have those things.
Yeah. Those are nice. I keep those things.
If someone at work wrote you a note but like that, that's
even, like anything, like, any personal attempt at a note or anything like that, I keep those things. But anything, like, work-related, I will have, like, tossed all of my old work stuff.
I do. I would say that, like, with photos, like there's a Chinese thing where you're not supposed to throw away pictures of people. Oh. So I picked that up from my mom. So like a lot of my Christmas stuff, if it comes in as like family, like my friends will take like, you know, cute Christmas photos with their families, then that I'll keep because I feel like I can't.
Yeah.
It's like a bad juju to like throw it away.
Yeah. I still have my high school birthday cards.
Aww.
Yeah. Like the words are already like gone. It's already.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Because I think I left it out in the sun. So it's like you can barely read it, but. I still have
those. The sentiment is still there. Aww, that's nice.
You better keep all my cards.
Of course, you're different.
I can write you a note right now that says, hello, Mel. Keep that. I'm going to ask you 30 years later.
She's not going to remember that.
Oh, she will.
But I do think I think what Jan said about like the photo cards, like the photos, I actually keep those.
Mm. Yeah.
Because like those actually get sent to my home with my mom, and we keep those on our fridge. Mm. But I don't get a lot of those things. Yeah, so I'm like, okay, there's like generic. Yeah. I have a heart, y'all.
We all got it wrong, so we don't have to drink.
Yes.
Helen looks really sad right now.
So that ends our first set of questions that were related to the holiday season.
Yay. Woohoo! Cheers.
What?
Just a cheers to wrap it. Why not?
Why not? Link, link. Dude, why is Janet's glass so full?
I know. Now that we're at the end of this section, what is the tally?
The tally is Miss Melody Chang, 5.
Ugh.
Miss Helen Wu and myself at 2.
Ooh, tied.
F, man. I didn't think I'd be losing.
Hi, ABGs and ABBs. Sorry for the interruption, but I'd like to talk to you about my eyebrows. You probably know Glossier for their skincare products and for popularizing the glowy, dewy skin look, but they also have makeup, body care, and fragrance products. I am a big fan of Boybrow, their eyebrow grooming pomade. I have very naturally bushy brows, and they can get a little unruly, so this pomade is really great for keeping them in shape for a natural, clean look. And if you have thinner brows, they add really nice volume, creating fluffy, full brows. When it comes to lipstick, I don't wear it often because it usually applies too dark and then I have to blot, and then I end up blotting too much and I have to reapply and there's this cycle. But their Generation G Sheer Matte Lipstick is really subtle with each application. You can go with 1 or 2 swipes for a light wash of color, or 3 to 4 for a stronger color payoff. Glossier put the grooming pomade and sheer matte lipstick together for a quick and easy put-together look in just 2 steps. So if you're a fan of fast, functional, and chic looks, get the Boybrow and Generation G Duo by visiting glossier.com/podcast/ABG. For a limited time, new customers can get 10% off your first order. Certain exclusions apply. That's glossier.com/podcast/ABG.
I don't know about you, but it feels like a lot of my friends are now getting on that baby train. If you have a friend who is also expecting or have little ones still in diapers, I always recommend Pampers Swaddlers. With Pampers Swaddlers, you can also rest assured that this diaper will prevent up to 100% of leaks, even blowouts. Swaddlers has dual leak guard barriers at the legs to help protect where leaks happen most. And they have a blowout barrier, which is an innovative back pocket built into the diaper to help prevent those messy leaks up the back. Did you know that on average, babies will use up to 8,000 plus diapers before becoming potty trained? That is a lot. That's why Pampers Diaper Stash is the hottest baby gift for 2024. So give a gift to a loved one that says, we see you and we've got you. Pampers Diaper Stash is an online diaper fund that all parents with little ones will love. You can organize friends and family to contribute to a group gift of an online stockpile that never has to run out. Pampers Diaper Stash is great because it takes the guesswork out of choosing what size and how many diapers to gift. It's so easy to do, and it's the gift that always fits.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
All right, so we finished the holiday component. Now we're going to move on to some random statements and questions. I am currently losing. With this segment, I'm hoping the girls can catch up to my number 5 and drink a little bit more. All right, first question. Who will cry the most at Helen's wedding?
Ooh, this is a hard question.
Ooh.
I think I have my answer.
You
I don't know.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I don't know
my answer.
Okay, let's go. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Mel.
Janet. You said Mel?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wait, did you say yourself too?
I said myself.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Helen.
Damn it.
Go Helen. You lost.
Take a sip.
Wait, take a sip and then tell us why.
All right. You tell your why.
Okay, so.
First of all, take my sip.
It sounds really semi-embarrassing, but I can also see why you chose Janet. I have a feeling I know why Janet chose me, and I also know why I chose myself. I think I'm a visualizer and I'm a fantasizer. So there are a lot of times where I'm like, I'm hypothetically thinking about what I would say if I were given a speech at Helen's wedding. And I play some emo-ass music or sentimental stuff, and I start crying because I think about what I want to say to Helen and Phil.
Yeah.
And so by default, I could see why I'm chosen, but I know why you chose Janet, because at Helen and Phil's engagement, when Phil was proposing to Helen, I was literally had my shit together and yeah. I looked behind me and this freaking girl, Janet, is crying. I'm like, girl.
Yes.
I wanted to put it, like, had it to, I wanted to have it together.
So let me explain why I chose Janet. So I chose Janet because, Mel, I think you do fantasize these moments and you feel those emotions almost like sooner than when it actually happens. So that when it actually happens, you kind of like have your shit together. You're like, okay, I've been here before.
Yes.
Even though you haven't been. It's like mentally I've been here before and I've felt these feelings. Yeah. And for Janet, it's more like in the moment, she'll be like, holy shit, what am I feeling?
That's true.
So I could see, that's what I was struggling with because I think we're both going to cry.
Yeah.
But
more than you?
I think similar, right? Like similarly, I'm probably going to like have tried to anticipate the feelings and hold it in. And so I said not me, but I would think Janet.
I have shared with you ladies that like almost every wedding I've attended in the last 2 or 3 years I cry at. So I could definitely guess that. But I did say Mel because like I feel like you are still a very emotive person.
Yeah.
And that anything, especially with this, you just felt you've been so invested in in their union and stuff. Mm-hmm. So yeah. But I don't know. I guess we'll see.
We'll see. I don't know.
You know what's going to happen? I feel like I'm going to try to keep it together like what Helen said. Yeah. But I'm going to look over at Janet and be like,
damn it.
Shit, girl.
And I know I'm going to cry. Yeah. I already know. Like, so you better bring your tissues.
Stuff my bra with that.
Next question. Most likely to start dancing at a party.
3, 2, 1.
Janet.
Nice. Okay. Good.
Oh wait. Let me.
Oh, okay.
Can you match me? Oh, I'm done with mine.
I am now. I think I've matched Helen. We're both at 3.
Wait,
and Mel's still
you match me? Hello, our drinks aren't matching.
She matched. Oh, well, you took big sips.
I took baby sips.
Open your throat.
Oh god.
Oh god. Okay.
Okay, that's good.
Woo. I like how we all knew it was Janet because I could already visualize Janet. Like when the music plays, she does like this head bob thing.
Yeah. I do. Yeah. I love dancing.
She gets. Yeah. I mean, she's a dancer. She's the dancer of our group. All right. So the next question here is, who poos the most?
Pretty obvious.
Really?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1.
Helen.
What?
Yes! Yes!
Wait, we got it again.
Yes! Yes!
Like,
Mel, you are the pooer.
Here we go, Mel. You're at
yeah,
six.
I know. I couldn't decide between me and you either.
There's so many.
You said Helen? Wait, why?
There's so many times that we're at a meeting and she goes in the restroom saying, I'm going to go pee. And she goes,
it turns into a poo.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude.
I would say like 70% of our morning meetings before Mel, like, she will message, sorry, I'm running late, gotta poo. Or like, it'll come on very suddenly.
Yes.
She's like, I'm about to head out. Oh, I've gotta poo.
And I think you've said, like, I don't know why this happens all the time. But it's good. That means you have a good bowel system.
Healthy digestive system.
Yeah.
Damn it.
I'm up there with you.
Yeah.
If you're like 100% poo, I'm like 99%.
Yeah.
I'm right there with you.
You have nice poops, though.
How do you know this?
You tell us. You're like, oh, I just like, I had the best poops. Or like, I went out really smoothly. And I'm over here like, I'm struggling. It hurts.
Oh, no.
I'm like, it broke the water line.
Wow.
Ew.
I feel like I poo just as much as you ladies. I just don't really – I mean, it doesn't come up during me. I guess – well, we also meet at my place, so I have no reason to, like, tell anyone.
I feel like you poo – your pooing is, like, how you pee. You're like, so, like, you're, like, so –
oh, it's very
like,
quick.
Yeah, you're very quick.
And yeah, my poos are pretty quick.
That's
true. I don't really – I don't think – they come out pretty easy.
I don't think Janet ever announces when she needs to poo.
You know why?
We do.
We – okay, Helen and I both announce it, and two, we start playing music.
Oh, you do? I have no shame because I feel like if I'm in the bathroom – I like this
but
is
I
the place
not,
to do
I have
those
not
things.
Heard Janet fart yet.
Really? Wait, no. When we've been at a place, I've just shamelessly will.
Nope.
Because I'm like, I'm in the bathroom. I don't think they.
I don't think so.
Oh. Interesting. All right. Okay. Well, yeah. Even if we're in a public restroom together, I'm just kind of like, well, this is the place where stuff like this happens. So sorry if you
now that we
things.
Believe in New Year's resolutions, I guess this is one of mine. Here, Janet, poop.
Oh, girl.
Okay.
All right. Next question. Who is the first to wake up at a retreat or a trip?
All right. 3, 2, 1.
Helen.
Yeah.
Ooh, that means you gotta take a shot.
I'm dry. I'm dry. Oh, I have a little bit left.
Okay, Miss Helen has reached 4 points.
Let's go.
Let's give her a little pour.
I will say that I think I get up earlier because I've learned over time from many trips with friends and sharing hotel rooms and things like that I do tend to take a little bit longer to get ready. Oh. And I've realized that because of that, I don't like to hog the bathroom. I actually feel really bad when I hog the bathroom. So I'd rather set my alarm earlier so I can wake up earlier so I can get ready. And then also, if we're in a nice area and I want to go on a run, I'd rather go on a run, come back, shower, get ready, and then like I'll be all set and ready to go, and then you can have the bathroom. So that is the reason why I get up earlier.
Yeah, usually I just multiple times either she's up in the bathroom getting ready earlier, or you're out for a run, or you're answering emails. I just feel like you're more of like a morning person. Like you just don't sleep that much, which is I think it's changed a little bit, you know, more recently. Yeah. But before that, you just she can fall asleep anywhere, and also she can operate off of like 2 hours of sleep.
Yeah. So, I also think though in general, like let's say we had a night out drinking. The next day, Helen could bounce back really quick. I think me and you,
I get a little.
I'm like really hungover, and I'm like I can't get out. I can't get up from bed, and like all of a sudden Helen's like, "Who wants to go on a run on the beach?" I'm like, "Hell the F no."
I think usually I am very hungover still, but a run will help me.
Yeah,
like it's kind of like a cold shower or something. It like wakes me up. And I don't know, sometimes it doesn't help and then I just feel like shit for the rest of the day. But for some reason I'm like, I know this kind of works, so get the fuck up. And also there's something to like, hotel rooms are so expensive, like anytime we travel it's so expensive that I'm like, okay, I have to experience. If I only have 2 hours of personal time, this is going to be the time I have to do it. So get up, try and get out of this hangover and just like get your day going.
Yeah. I'll go with her occasionally with those runs because I do enjoy that as well. But I would say more often than not, you're up earlier. So
sorry about my alarm clocks a bit.
I don't hear. I just open my eyes and you're either up on the desk answering emails, or you're in the bathroom, or you're out. So
and it's actually beneficial because like then Janet would join Helen on the run. I'm like,
and then Mel gets the entire room to herself.
Because you know how Helen said like, I like to experience the hotel. Mine's like, I like to experience the room. I take the bathtub, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or baths are your thing.
Yes.
Definitely. All right. Next question. Best song to start a night out.
Ooh, this is
I'm
so
hard. Bad at like knowing so the names songs. Of songs.
Oh, I got my answer.
I got mine.
I know I know the artist.
I know. There's like,
I feel like there's two.
I feel like
wait, there might be three.
I think Jenna's not going to get it right.
Helen, read by a mind
drink. No mind reading. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1.
Sweetie.
Yes! Oh, shit. What?
What did you say, Jenna?
Megan Thee Stallion? I didn't, whatever the song.
Ooh, Hot Girl Summer?
Hot Girl Summer.
That's sold 2 months ago.
Oh, shit. I know. I got, this is how I am with, like, music.
But I played it this morning.
Wait, what song did you guys say?
Tap In by Saweetie.
Oh, Tap In.
We always start the night with that song.
This is true. This is true.
And then Helen starts bending down.
I get a point for that. So now I am at 4. Helen's at 4. Miss Mel's at 6.
Wait, what was the other song you were thinking about?
A Macarena by Tyga.
Tyga!
Okay, I think about that one as well, but...
But those three, honestly, were in my mind. I'm like, crap, which one? Yes.
Next question. Who gets the worst hangovers? 3, 2, 1.
Mel.
She got obvious?
The drink.
Okay, not gonna lie. I was gonna say Janet.
You gonna say me?
Wait, Janet?
I was gonna say Janet, but then I heard the
No, she cheated. She cheated.
Yes, I'm openly
She was
admitting.
Gonna say me?
No, I was gonna say Janet, but then I heard
So she said Mel.
Like, Mel.
Oh, shoot. Wait, from who?
For who gets the worst hangovers. I was going to say Janet.
But how'd you hear that? Who said that?
We both did.
Oh, fuck.
Okay. Yeah, like you both.
Oh, I thought we both said,
No, you both said.
Thank you for your honesty, Ms. Helen. So yes. She's going to take a drink for that.
I don't know why. I was thinking Mel, too. I was going to say Mel, but then I wrote down Janet. So I was like, wait, okay. Oh, I had to go with my answer that I was going to say.
You know why? I visually could picture Janet hungover. Like, I just visually picture it.
Oh, like, I'm very obvious.
Yeah.
I can't hide it.
I also just think about, like, when I think about Janet hungover, I always had this distinct memory. One time in Vegas, you walked out of the room, you're like, oh, shit, y'all. Like, last night was crazy. And then, because when I'm hungover, we're actually never together. Mm. I'm always, like, texting you guys, like, I feel like crap. So maybe that's why you thought Janet.
Yeah. Or, yeah, because I think, Janet, you will still do the things with people, but then, Mel, you will stay back in the room, maybe.
Mm. I'm hidden.
It's more in my face of who's hungover.
Yeah. Like, and I just know that Mel feels the backlash of alcohol quite heavily. So.
All right, next question is, who is the friendliest to strangers?
3, 2, 1. Mel.
Janet.
Oh. Girl, you about to drink.
Shit, okay.
Sorry, Janet, you are very friendly to strangers.
What were the answers? You guys both said Mel?
Mel said me.
Okay, yeah. And then so now Helen and I are back at 5. We're catching up to
oh
Mel.
Oh my gosh.
I'll explain. I do feel like Mel whenever we go places, you are very bubbly of, like, overly nice to people. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, ooh, that girl, that was me, like, 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I used to say hi to everyone in the elevator. I used to, like, make eye contact. Like, not anymore. But you still do that, mm-hmm. I feel like.
I do. That's why I'm like, maybe it is me. Because I think, I remember the statement, Hella Mae, you're like, because you said that before in a podcast. And I'm like, oh, noted. Like, you're really nice, but in the elevator, you're like, nah, I'm not going to talk to you.
Yeah.
And I think for me, even, like, when I go out, like, I do, like, how's your day going? Great. Like, I kind of make small talk.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I should have said, I was like, why did I say me?
Because no, but you are too. You are too. I think it's just more of the, well, like, actually, who's the first to be like,
no, like, hi. Yeah,
you
know, like,
well, here's the thing. I actually am not. Like, if you meet me when I'm, like, doing my errands, I'm pretty, like, RBF. And I just kind of get my stuff done. But I was, like, trying to think what you guys might perceive. And it's, like, because you think, like, oh, if you're, like, a nice person, then maybe you would.
I will say that, Mel, you have more, like, itchy bay attitudes towards people, but Janet doesn't.
Itchy bay?
Which what?
I'm trying to pick Latin to not say.
Oh. I got that.
Wait, really?
I don't know who listens to us and knows pig Latin, because that's, like, a our generation.
Itchy bay. What the fuck's a itchy bay?
Wait, I meant bitchy to people?
No, I mean, like, you have, like, more opinions about, like, certain people, you know? Like, and I do, too. But I think Janet's more like,
oh, you're right.
She sees a good in everyone.
Yeah. That's true. There's so many times, yes, where, like, I'll talk to Helen, and I'm like, blah, blah, blah. She's like, yeah. And then Janet goes, wait, what?
Yeah.
Girl, you're hella nice.
I think there's more of, like, yeah, there's a difference.
I'll admit to that.
But in terms of friendliest to strangers, I would say Mel.
Yeah. All right. Okay. So I drank to that.
Yes.
And now my question, who is most likely to get into a fight over road rage?
3, 2, 1.
Helen.
Yes. Oh, damn it.
She has to take the shot.
I keep forgetting.
Ooh, I changed my answer last minute.
Wait, did you? Really?
Yeah, I was actually going to say Mel.
No, I'm so nice.
No, we've been in Mel's car a couple of times the last couple of months, and she gets a little spicy.
I think it's actually funny we said Helen, because Helen's the one that doesn't drive the most at all.
She doesn't, but she has the most fight in her.
She does.
She will, if you cross her.
I think Mel would get the most annoyed.
Yes.
And have road rage, but she wouldn't get into a fight.
Yes, I agree.
That's what it is.
Oh, okay. I see the distinction.
And
okay.
Helen will.
No, I won't.
Helen will.
I'm a gentle.
You will.
You will roll down your window and be
really,
like,
it does not make you a I think you do that in defense of, yeah.
Only if it's justice. It's valid. If they did something wrong, I mean, no. I would not. Also, COVID. Hello. Don't get out of your cars.
Yeah.
All right. Next one is, who is the messiest?
Ooh.
This one's tough.
This one's really tough.
3, 2, 1.
Helen. What?
What'd you say?
Mel.
Wait. Are you guys kidding me? Have you guys seen my apartment? It's freaking clean.
So here's the thing. It depends on how you define messy.
Yes. Agreed. Agreed.
I'm appalled.
No. I think you're spick and span when it comes to, like, dust and different things. But something about, I don't know how to describe, like,
am I a slob?
No, it's not slobby, but it's like, I think maybe like, it's also what makes you kind
Wait,
of.
Why did
like
I take
more
a shot? Sorry.
I don't know.
Okay, you take yours, but Janet, continue explaining.
I was like trying to figure out, because, okay, so for example, when we're in a meeting, I feel like if we look at who has all the stuff out on the table, I'll have like, I'll have like 2 items. Helen will have like 4 items, and you'll have like 7 items.
I do?
You know what I mean? So, but it's not, so I determine messiness more by just like, you just have a lot of like you kind of like, yeah, stuff and like multitasking all the time. But yeah, if you go to her apartment, it's like spick and span.
So that's where I was also struggling. Cause yeah, if you go to Mel's apartment, it's very well kept. It is clean. It is well organized. But I would say that every time we go to the airport, Mel is always digging through her bag to find something, and she just like pulls out everything.
Maybe we're talking about like organized versus messy, but I interpreted it as like, yeah.
I was like,
maybe down to like the mindset of things, or like,
I'm more frantic.
Yeah. And maybe that comes off, and that maybe that's not the right terminology for messy. Yeah, like, yeah. I think I was thinking about me as like the other one, as was Mel's answer, because I do keep a lot of things. I think I hold a lot of sentiment to things, and it's hard for me to throw things away, probably because of just like how I was raised, but it is something I'm working on. But I will say me or Mel.
I actually was also going between me, because you guys have been to my place and there's hair all, like Mel always, when she comes up, she's like, I want to come clean your apartment. So that's where we're different. I feel like I'm very like, I like objects in the places that they should be, but when it comes to dust, I'm not always the best at collecting. And I feel like you're really good with like the details of the dust.
There's a difference between I think you're like cleanliness Actually, I don't know.
Or organization.
Let's be honest.
The three of us are all in our own ways a little messy.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
Also all in our own ways, you know, yes. A little organized and clean. So.
All right, Mel, what do you have to say?
I'm still a little appalled. Well, I understand, because I think for me, like, I get lore, like, I'm trying to figure out, like, my travel routine. Like, I think in terms of stuff, Helen and I actually have more stuff. Jana doesn't have much stuff at her place. Like, you're very minimal. Even, like, we did, like, an episode on Dear BG where, like, you, like, what's in our bag? Jana had, like, nothing in her bag.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think in general, like, you're not.
Wallet. Yeah.
Yeah. In terms of stuff, you don't have that many things, but, like, I think, like, I didn't choose you because of that reason. Like, okay, she doesn't have that much stuff to be quote-unquote messy, because, like, I think of clutteredness as messy. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so there's very different interpretations of what messy is.
That's the lesson to take away.
Yes. All right, you take a shot?
Yeah, I did.
All right.
Fucking call me messy, shit.
Oh, no.
Hey, you wrote the question.
Oh, gosh.
I actually did not think I would be the answer. Mm. It's okay. All right. The next question is, who spends the longest at the mall?
3, 2, 1.
Helen.
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes.
Why?
Can I take a shot?
I'll take a shot. Please explain.
I think Helen is a very detail-oriented individual, and that usually means that her decision-making process takes quite a while.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what that would be.
Wow, I couldn't explain it, but that was exactly what it is.
Yep. But also when it's shopping, because I sometimes have this mindset, you are probably going to go from a comprehensive, like you're going to look at everything in the store and then like process of elimination of what you would,
How do you not?
We know how her brain works.
Yeah.
So.
How do you not?
I think for me, I think of the store Forever 21. It's so big. I'm like, it's so overwhelming. I want to go find my focus, get it, and then leave.
Well, actually, okay. So if you are just shopping with no purpose, just shopping, how do you enter a store like Forever 21 and decide which sections? Is it like the mannequins that represent the sections, or what do you look at? Because for me, I'm like, how am I? There could be a treasure that's hidden if I don't, and if I'm already in the store and I'm never in the store that often, like, why not look through everything, right?
Comprehensively.
Yeah. I will say, this is why, like, I know a lot of my friends from back home love vintage shopping. I can't go to thrift stores because I don't like going through every rack. I'd rather just find what I want. I'm more about efficiency versus, like, getting the good deal.
So Mel goes in kind of with an idea of what she wants, and then she's just, like, looking for a match. But what if
you
don't –
oh, so you always know what you are kind of trying to look for when you go shopping.
In some sense, or I avoid the bigger stores and I go straight to the smaller boutique shops.
That makes sense. Smaller. That makes sense.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a combo of the you two. So I actually – when I go shopping, this is why I don't like shopping with people, because I treat the actual act of shopping as, like, more of a task. And I'll go in by myself, and then I kind of like I will scope the entire store through. Mm-hmm. But I kind of already have an idea of what I'm looking for. Mm-hmm. So I won't – I think whereas Helen, you'll probably stop and like look at more – you'll take away more details from each section. I won't take away as many details, but I will still walk through every section.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'll kind of have an idea of what I'm looking for, and then I kind of like –
I think it depends also on the store. Like, for example, like when I go shopping by myself, I know for clothing, I know my style. What looks good on me. So I'm just like, oh, I know
I feel like we're a little bit more like open to consideration. So that means that you're going to – like look at more things and kind
that's
of
actually something that I remember pre-COVID, like shopping with you ladies. I was like, okay, Helen, you have to like shop and not look at everything. I like kind of similar to the whole like bathroom situation where it's like I want to get up early because I want to be considerate of the bathroom situation. I want to be considerate of like no one wants to like wait here for me to look through everything. So I will just kind of scan. I'll be like, oh my god, am I missing something back there? And I'll keep going. I'm like, oh my god, look back. It's actually, I actually enjoy shopping by myself like a lot more than shopping with friends.
Oh, yeah. Same here.
Okay. And next, who is the most tech savvy?
Okay.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Janet.
Yes.
What'd you say?
I said Helen.
Helen could figure things out really well.
Yeah.
But in terms of tech, I think you are.
Yes.
I am actually, so despite working as a user experience designer, because I'm working in the industry of technology, that's how it's applied, but I'm actually very tech backwards. I have the iPhone 7, both of you ladies
that have doesn't
like the,
represent if you're tech savvy or not.
But I'm not like up with the newer trends.
But I think Jana is the, she's like our CTO.
Yeah.
Oh no. I feel like, I actually feel very insecure about my technology because I'm not like a, I'm not.
I can see what you're saying though.
Yeah, yeah.
I can see what you're saying. Like with
I'm not usually one of those people.
Camera functionality.
Yeah.
Stuff.
Oh, you're right. I'm not someone who tinkers, and I feel like you.
No, wait.
Is a tinkerer. So she.
No, I actually disagree. You're a big tinkerer. Is that a word?
Yes.
I'm a tinker.
You're a tinker. Like, even the camera, like, I think for Mimi, Helen, and I, like, we're comfortable with the camera because we have more, we, like, enjoy playing with the camera. But whenever we have to do, like, set up a shop or, like, a website, you'll spend time to research and understand it. And Helen will join
you. But that's tinkering, too. Like, Helen, you could do that.
Yeah,
you,
but.
You just, it would require Googling and watching YouTube videos, and you're just kind
of,
like.
But maybe by just the nature of our job, you used to man the website heavily. Like, you did all the uploads, and, like, I didn't touch it as much, and then. Helen would help if you needed support, but, like, maybe the fact that you did spend more time on it, you're like, we're like, okay, you're more savvy with tech.
Okay. Well, summary of that is that I take a shot. Yeah. Did I already take my shot? I don't think.
Yes.
You ladies are both at 7. I'm at 6.
Whoa.
What?
Wait, I caught up to you?
I want
to
win.
Win as in I'm not going to be the one drinking the most.
Oh, girl. Okay. So the next question here is, who would survive on a desert island the longest?
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Helen. Oh. And you gotta take the shot too.
No, my God! I keep forgetting. Okay, who are you gonna say?
I said Helen.
Well, who are you gonna say? But otherwise,
who are you? Yeah, Janet. Because
me too,
you know
me
why?
Too, me too.
I think Lance. Like in terms of like savviness, like I think Helen could like climb a tree and like chop down some coconuts, but Janet, I can see her be like, "All right, well I'm here. I'm gonna just meditate for 5 hours.
Yeah.
And be yes. content with the decision.
Yeah, I can exactly. See that. I can see that. That's okay. Why I was like struggling. I was like, maybe Janet, because yes, she would be okay with the situation at hand. Uh-huh. And then also you would be more into like the leafy greens. Like, I'm not going to kill no animal either. I can't kill a fly.
Yeah.
So I would die. And I was like, Janet would be like, ooh, a mushroom or something. I don't know.
I take those answers. Those are good. I just said Helen because, like, I think you're clearly the more, like, outdoorsy and, I don't know, capable in outdoor environments.
Yeah, I see.
Like, that you love them and that you would thrive in them.
All right, next question is, who would win a French fry eating contest? Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Helen.
Whoa! All right, nice, nice. All right, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I love French fries. I don't know why I didn't say me, actually. I would win one. Actually, would I? I don't know if I win one, but I would enjoy one.
All right, well, Helen takes her, she takes her 9th drink.
Oh! Ooh. Wait, am I at 9 now?
You
the
are.
Tables have turned?
Yes. Next question. What's worse, food that is too salty or too bland?
All right, ready?
Ooh,
3, 2, 1.
Salty. Bland.
What?
Yes! Really? Miss Mel gets another point.
No, I cannot do overly salty food.
Yeah. Bland is like... It's so...
I know. But bland, I can, like, still
at least
eat.
You can at least get down. Yeah.
But salty is like, ooh, ooh.
Oh, that's true. Yes, too much. Bland is, like, boring.
I know. Bland is more like, okay.
Yeah.
But salty is like, fuck. Yeah. Every time you take a bite. Okay, wait. What's the tally? We have... Okay, so...
Current tally?
We currently have 2 questions left. And tally is...
Ooh, tally is Miss Melody Chang, you're at 8. Miss Helen Wu, you're at 9.
Okay.
And I'm at 6.
Okay, so Janet didn't... She's fine.
Yeah.
Wait, but Helen, read my mind for the next question.
Yeah.
Wait,
no mind reading.
It doesn't matter because she can't lose anymore. It's me and you. All right, Janet,
read my mind. Oh,
shoot. All right. Oh, shoot. Okay. So the next question is, who is most likely to kill their plant first? 3, 2, 1.
Janet.
What?
Girl, you always thought your plants are, like, not alive.
They're alive now.
Okay, I will say at the beginning of quarantine, it was looking very bad. There were there was much more brown than there was green. Mm. But now they're like very green. Okay, but
wait,
yes,
why'd you say Mel? You have one plant that's
because
surviving.
That's why. She only has one plant. She always says that it's like brown and dying. Oh.
Y'all, I have 4 plants, by the way, and they're thriving.
Okay.
Not thriving, but they're alive.
Okay, so I lose on that one. I'll take a drink.
Oh, man. Okay, ooh. So if Mel loses the next one, then she will tie with me.
Then we'll do a tiebreaker.
Yeah. Okay.
Ooh. All right, the last question of the night is, who would make the best cocktail?
Ooh.
Ooh.
Okay. All right, I got it. Ready? 3, 2, 1.
Helen.
What?
Oh. Did you say Melon?
I said Helen.
Yeah, wait, same. Really?
You're a bartender.
Helen loses at 10.
What the
hell? Mel is second at 8, and I came in third at 7.
Haha. I feel like this always happens. When someone is in the lead at the beginning, they always...
Because here's the thing. Cocktails, I think, are kind of like baking, which is like they're based on precision.
Mm.
I think. I could be wrong. I don't know. If someone's a mixologist, they can, you know, comment and let us know. But Helen is, I think, of the three of us, the most, like, exacting. And I feel like you would be, like, into that. Like making cocktails and you would study it and you would research and all the stuff. So
true.
Yeah.
Although I would say that in practice, I could see Mel coming up with like, here's a cocktail for like a holiday party.
Oh, that's
like
true.
She would actually
She's a little Martha
that.
Stewart. She's got.
Yeah.
You would actually bring it to a party instead of if we were like, let's make the best cocktail. Sure, maybe I can make the best one, but like in practice, Mel would be the one doing that.
That's true. So I'm not gonna lie, I was thinking me as the answer too.
Why did you say you?
But I did think about you first. Cause like at first, I was like, okay, it's gonna be Helen, and I was like, well, maybe they think it's me because I do cook the most. I'm open about my cooking.
If it was cooking, I would have picked you.
Mm. True, but I can see why you chose me because like the fact that I like to cook, it translates into cocktail making. But girl, who's always holding the alcohol at the party?
That's also
it's gonna be Helen.
You tend to be.
Isn't it always shots, ladies? Come on.
That's true. There's never cocktails.
There's no thought behind it.
But still.
All right. Well, that was fun. I wonder if you all enjoyed that. That was an hour of us just drinking, having fun. It's holiday season. Why not?
Yo, Helen's red right now.
I didn't take my Pepsin. I'm at home right now, so I'm just going to be chilling.
And hopefully for all of you, embrace your redness right now because, you know, you're at home for the holidays. Why not?
Yeah. So. This was fun, though.
Yeah.
Thanks for outlining this, Mel.
Yeah. Thanks. Thank you, Mel.
I didn't think I'd be losing in the beginning, but it's okay.
Helen, lost at the end, so I'm good with that. But thank you so much. I think we're going to stop right here or else we're going to be drinking all day or all night. Thank you so much for joining us for an episode of Drinks and Games. Let us know if you do these types of activities with your friends as well. So we do have some shout-outs this week.
This first shout-out comes from Sally. Sally says, "Hey, Ming and Linda, it's been a long and tough year for all of us as we graduated college and started our new jobs in the midst of this pandemic. Thanks for sticking with me through it all and driving out to visit me when I moved out of the area. And most importantly, thanks for keeping our podcast going through the year. Happy one-year anniversary from your favorite co-host." Aw, fellow podcasters.
Yay!
Woohoo!
And our next shout out comes from Pam. "Have a shout out for my sis Angela, who is entering her third trimester for her first baby and the first babe in our immediate family. Gia, you are already the best mama llama, and I'm so grateful to be with you and Gia Fu on this journey to welcome baby Cho into the world. Much love, your dearest Mei Mei, and the best fun auntie."
If you'd like to give a shout out to a friend, to wish them a happy birthday, congratulate them on a new job, or just to say you're thinking of them, email us at shoutouts@asianbossgirl.com and we'll give them a shout out at the end of one of our episodes.
That's shoutouts with an S at asianbossgirl.com. We also have some partnerships that we want to share with you all: BetterHelp, Ritual Vitamin, Daily Harvest, and more. The links and codes you can use for a discount can be found in our show notes. For more partnership discounts, head to our website. You can find us on all the podcasting platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. Subscribe and leave us a rating and review at Asian Boss Girl. And if you'd like to support us through monthly donations, you can do so at anchor.fm/asianbossgirl/support. We're also very active on social. Our handle is @asianbossgirl. If you enjoyed the episode today, screen cap the podcast, tag us, and we may reshare on our IG story.
You can also find us on YouTube, handle @AsianBossGirl, and you will find Dear ABGs or vlogs that we will upload every Sunday. It's basically like our second podcast, but now you can put a face to our voices. So make sure you subscribe to our channel, again, Asian Boss Girl. You can also check out our latest collection of merch at asianbossgirl.myshopify.com. And thank you to our super talented editor, Michelle, for working all her magic on our episodes, including this one. And happy holidays, everyone. Catch us on the next episode.
Bye.